My transgressions to the Lord.
And you forgave the guilt of my sin.
All-powerful
God, merciful Father, I, a poor, pitiful sinner, confess to you all my sins and unrighteousness. By them I have continually offended you, and fairly deserve your punishment, both now and eternally. But from my heart I am sorry for them. I sincerely repent of them, and I pray you, in your limitless mercy, for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, be gracious and merciful to me, a poor, sinful being.
Upon this, your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto all of you. And in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
A huge multitude that no one could count stood before the throne and before the Lamb,
clothed in white robes with palms in their hands.
And they shouted aloud,
"Salvation belongs to our God upon the throne and to the Lamb."
Oh, rejoice in the Lord, you righteous.
How lovely is your dwelling place, O Lord of hosts. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end.
A huge multitude that no one could count stood before the throne and before the Lamb.
Clothed in white robes with palms in their hands.
Lord Jesus, you were dead. Now you are alive forever. Amen. Strengthen us who must die soon so that we turn from our sins and follow you through this world and then follow on through death into life everlasting. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The Old Testament reading is from the book of the prophet Isaiah, the 25th chapter. On this mountain, the Lord of hosts will make for a peoples a feast of rich food, a feast of well-aged wine, of rich food full of marrow, of aged wine well refined. And he will swallow up on this mountain the covering that is cast over all peoples, the veil that is spread over all nations. He will swallow up death forever, and the Lord God will wipe away tears from all faces. And the reproach of his people he will take away from all the earth. For the Lord has spoken. It will be said on that day, "Behold, this is our God. We have waited for him that he might save us. This is the Lord. We have waited for him. Let us be glad and rejoice in his salvation." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me.
Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me.
The Lord is my shepherd.
I shall not want.
He maketh me to lie down in green pastures.
He leadeth me beside still waters.
He restoreth my soul.
He leadeth me in paths of righteousness.
Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me.
Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me.
Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies.
Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over.
Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life.
And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me.
Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me.
The reading from the letters is from St. Paul's letter to the church in Rome, the 8th chapter. If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also with him graciously give us all things? Who shall bring any charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. Who is to condemn? Christ Jesus is the one who died, more than that, who was raised, who is at the right hand of God, who indeed is interceding for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or danger, or sword? As it is written, for your sake we are being killed all the day long. We are regarded as sheep to be slaughtered. No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am sure that neither death nor life, neither angels nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Alleluia, alleluia, Jesus Christ is the firstborn of the dead.
To him be glory and power forever. Alleluia.
The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 15th chapter. Glory be to you, O Lord. Jesus said, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch of mine that does not bear fruit, he takes away, and every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit. Already you are clean because of the word that I have spoken to you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever abides in me and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, he is thrown away like a branch and withers, and the branches are gathered, thrown into the fire and burned. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. By this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit, and so prove to be my disciples. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may be in you, and that your joy may be full. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, that someone lays down his life for his friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. No longer do I call you servants, for the servant does not know what his master is doing, but I have called you friends,
For all that I have heard from my Father, I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit and that your fruit should abide, so that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give it to you. These things I command you, so that you will love one another. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise be to you, O Christ.
God has made us his people through our baptism into Christ. Living together in trust and hope, we confess our faith.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting.
Debbie, Nate, Ben and Jess, Nora and Eiley, family and friends of Dean Johnson, grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. You may be seated. It has all happened so quickly. 2 weeks ago tomorrow, knowing that Dean had bronchitis and was home in bed, a group of Christmas carolers from church drove down the snowy lane to the Johnson house for a surprise visit. We knocked on the door. Dean was upstairs, and he cracked open the window to wave and to listen, while down below, children's voices sang. They sang this: "All must join Christ to praise. Men and boys, voices raise on this day of all days. Angel voices ringing, Christmas tidings bringing. Join we all. Join we all. Join we all, Gloria in excelsis singing." The kids sang those words, and Dean waved from the window, and we had no idea what was coming. We didn't know that on Christmas Day, Dean would be with the angels and the archangels and with all the company of heaven as their voices praised Christ for his birth among us. Our Christmas is here. Even the best Christmases, and I dare say this was not one of the best, even the best pale in comparison with Christmas there, with Christmas as Dean enjoyed it and celebrated it this year. For at Christmas, we celebrate the fact that the Son of God came to earth in human flesh, in flesh like ours. And why? He didn't come just to make a cute picture on the front of Christmas cards. He didn't come just for light and joy. He came and was laid in a manger of wood because he knew that one day he would hang on a cross of wood. Jesus Christ came in the flesh into this earth because he knew the sorrow of death and he knew the pain of sin and he knew the temptations of the devil. He came because he knew what Dean would face on Christmas Eve. And he knew what all of you would face gathered here and the sorrow we feel that someone so young has been taken from us, what does seem so soon. A few of the members of the congregation have mentioned to me that they never expected this day to come. They expected Dean to be at their funerals, not to be the ones at Dean's funeral. It is a hard thing. Jesus came because of this hardness. And he came for Dean. And Dean knew this. Dean had a sure and certain hope. He was the one who posted the words of the hymn we just sang on his Facebook page a couple of weeks ago. "My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. No merit of my own I claim, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. When he shall come with trumpet sound, oh, may I then in him be found, clothed in his righteousness alone, redeemed to stand before his throne." The trumpet sounded for Dean on Christmas Eve, and he was found clothed not in his own righteousness, not in his own works and life, but he was found clothed in the righteousness of Christ. His sins forgiven, covered by what Christ paid on the cross, washed in the blood of the Lamb. And we see that depicted here, right in front of us on the casket. For Dean is covered in the white robe of the pall, representing the robe of Christ's righteousness that was his in holy baptism. Dean, covered in the blood of Christ, even though it was unexpected, standing on the solid rock of Christ alone. Dean, who was a branch of that true vine, Jesus Christ. And even now, he has not been cut off. We are separated from him, yes, but he is not taken away. I'd like to think of it in this way, that Dean has simply been transplanted. He's been transplanted from the greenhouse here into the garden there. Now, some of you may think that's simply an abstract concept or idea, maybe a poetic way of saying that Dean continues to live on in some fashion, but we mean it literally. Already, Dean's soul is with Christ. And after the service, we're going to head down to Woodside Cemetery, and we are going to plant his body there. And we will plant his body there in the sure and certain hope of the resurrection of the dead on the last day, in the sure and certain hope, when that final trumpet sounds, that Dean's body, this body, will be raised to eternal life, whole and intact and healed and new. Dean also mentioned on Facebook not long ago the reading, the gospel reading from John chapter 15, verses 13 to 17. Greater love has no one than this, that someone lays down his life for his friends. And then Jesus said, "You are my friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. No longer do I call you servants, for the servant does not know what his master is doing, but I've called you friends. For all that I've heard from my Father, I've made known to you. You didn't choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit should abide." Dean had many titles. He wore many hats. I don't think I even know the half of them, but the hat of husband and a father and a grandfather, a friend, business owner, Westminster resident, AgCom founder and president and treasurer and member. You could always see him up at the farmer's market walking with the dog, greeting everyone who was there. But Jesus also gives him this title, friend. Friend of Jesus. Greater love has no one than this, that someone lays down his life for his friends. And that's exactly what Jesus did. He laid down his life for Dean. And if you would believe it, he laid down his life for you as well. For he would love each and every one of you to be known as his friend. And Jesus says that the difference between friends and servants is this, is that servants just do what they're ordered, but friends know what he's up to. He calls us his friends because we know what Jesus is doing. It doesn't mean we know what he's doing or understand every single instance or every particular situation. I can't give you a reason for why this happened when it did. We can come up with all sorts of ideas, but none of them are particularly satisfying. We often don't know why this thing happens or why that thing happens or why this person gets sick or that person dies. But we do know the big picture. Jesus has made it plain. And the big picture is this. What he is up to is the salvation and redemption of all people. He came and he shed his blood and he was laid in the grave. And then he rose from the dead on the third day that he might bring life and immortality to us and to all and to Dean. You see, the big picture that Jesus was about is still taking place now. It's not over and finished. It's not complete. He is in the process of making all things new as he promised and of making Dean new as he promised. Dean, who was not perfect, but whose sins were all forgiven in Christ. Dean, through whom Jesus bore much good fruit and fruit that will abide. Dean, who knew the freedom of following Jesus is greater than the liberty or the slavery of following oneself. For he lived and died with the freedom of his sins forgiven, with the freedom of knowing that life doesn't end in death, but life continues in Christ forever. He lived and died with this promise that Jesus made, "Abide in me, and I in you." And so he did. And now we gather today looking to the promises of Christ, looking to the promise that that God, who gave his own Son, will surely give us all that we need to get through this time and this life and into the life of the world to come. We gather with the promise, not yet fulfilled but already made, that our God is about to swallow up death forever, and he's already taken the first bite when Jesus rose from the dead. And the day is coming when death will be no more. And the day is coming when every tear that we have cried and every tear that we will cry will be wiped away, and there will be no more tears, because Christ will reign over all. And he will put our last enemy, death, under his feet. And so we come today with this confidence, which was also Dean's confidence, with the invitation to believe what Dean believed, that Christ Jesus is the one who died, more than that, who was raised, who is at the right hand of God, who indeed is interceding for us, and that nothing can separate us from the love of Christ. Not tribulation, not distress, not persecution, not any trouble in this life. No, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us and called us his friends. For I am sure that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation, whatever you can name and think of, none of it can separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord, who gave himself for us, that we might live with him forever. And he invites you to that life now. He invites you to believe and trust in these promises. He invites you to have this sure and certain hope now and forever. And he invites us with the children to join our voices. Join we all. Join we all. Join we all singing Gloria in Excelsis. Glory to God in the highest, and peace to his people on earth. For our Savior has been born, and he has died, and he is risen, and he lives and he reigns for Dean and for you. In his name, amen. Please stand. The peace that passes all understanding, guard your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus. Amen. Amen.
Lord, our God and Father, who raised Jesus from the dead. Almighty God, you have knit your chosen people together into one communion in the mystical body of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Give to your whole church in heaven and on earth your light and peace. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Grant that all who have been baptized into Christ's death and resurrection may die to sin and rise to newness of life, and so pass with him through the gate of death and the grave to our joyful resurrection. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Grant that all who have been nourished by the holy body and blood of your Son may be raised to immortality and incorruption, to be seated with him at your heavenly banquet. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Give to the family of our brother Dean, and to all who mourn, comfort in their grief, and a sure confidence in your loving care, that casting all their sorrow on you, they may know the consolation of your love. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Give courage and faith to the bereaved, that within the communion of your church, they may have strength to meet the days ahead in the assurance of a holy and certain hope, and in the joyful expectation of eternal life with those they love who have departed in the faith. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Help us, we pray, in the midst of things we cannot understand, to believe and find comfort in the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
O God of all grace, you sent your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, to bring life and immortality to light. We give you thanks that by his death he destroyed the power of death, and by his resurrection he opened the kingdom of heaven to all believers. Strengthen us in the confidence that because he lives, we shall live also, and that neither death nor life, nor things present nor things to come, will be able to separate us from your love, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Dear Lord Jesus, hear your disciples as we pray, for we long to leave and be with you, which is far better. When we are with you, we need nothing else on earth, but you are always, always with us. You lead us by the hand. You guide us with your counsel, and afterward, you will take us into glory. In your presence is fullness of joy, and at your right hand are pleasures forevermore. How beautiful is your dwelling place, O Lord of hosts. Our souls long, they ache for the courts of the living God. We shall be satisfied when we awake to see your face. Until then, as you have taught us, we pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
I am the resurrection and the life, says the Lord. He who believes in me will live even though he dies, and whoever lives and believes in me will never die. resurrection and the life, says the Lord. He who believes in me will live even though he dies. And whoever lives and believes in me will never die.
We thank you for every earthly gift that you gave to Dean in this world. From life itself to the love of those who are gathered here, now and for every other gift, earthly and heavenly, that you gave to us through him, especially through his life as a husband, father, grandfather, brother in Christ, business owner and community member. Above all, we thank you that you loved him and carried his sins in your own body on the cross. and that you rose from your grave to find him, and through your church held out to him your wounded hands, and through your word and sacraments gave him forgiveness of all his sins and eternal life.
O Christ, judge and master of us all, grant that all of us who loved him here may now look to your love, that we may grasp your hands scarred for us and believe and receive your forgiveness. Give each of us grace to follow you in this life, that each of us may also leave this life with you and enter the paradise prepared for those who love you.
Amen.
Just a brief note, following the service, we will process to Woodside Cemetery. If you're joining in the procession, please turn on your headlights and your flashers. Those who aren't joining us at the cemetery may head downstairs for some coffee, and then everyone is invited to enjoy a luncheon afterwards. The Lord be with you.
Amen. And with your spirit.
Bless we the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.
Amen.